Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Says, Dear Freak Show, I have a question concerning my 18-year-old son. My son is a senior in high school, still lives at home, of course, and works most days while he's at his job at Starbucks. He recently came home and told me that he has now gotten his first girlfriend, and he mentioned the word love. He said that she's older than him, but honestly, my son looks older than 18, and with him headed to USF next year, I'm sure he's going to end up dating some girls who are a little older than him. Turns out his new love is 48 years old.
Oh, man. Okay.
That is a year older than I am, just to be honest.
Wow.
Now, I've met her, and she's actually very nice and really in love with my son. If I basically grew up here, I would have been in school the same time she's in school. It's weird, and I don't know how to process this. She's not a teacher or any kind of position of power. They actually simply met when he was at work, and he serves her coffee, and now they're in love. What do I do? And it's signed No Name.
I don't like it.
I don't like it at all. What does she do? That's the question.
You can't do anything. You just tell him that he needs to be careful. And, you know, there are people out there that are attracted to others that maybe are a little bit too young for them.
What do you do?
Wow. I think you try to steer him away from this cougar.
Not cool. You're 18.
She is trying to put her claws into your son.
But I mean, if he's really feeling her and she's feeling him.
Yeah, she's been giving him a Scooby snack. That's why he's like, ooh-wee, yeah, that sounds good. Other than that.
And he's going to campus next year. You can't control an 18-year-old.
That sounds so stupid.
So you're talking to your kid and you say.
You try to talk him out of it.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know if there's that much you can do. Yeah, he's living under your roof. Is it that big a deal? That's for you to decide. But you definitely try to dissuade him from messing with this lady. And he's in love with her? That's kind of crazy.
888-429-0941. She just asked a question. What do I do?
I don't like it.
Like, what do I do when my son is showing up with somebody older than me at the Thanksgiving?
Oh, no, not at Thanksgiving. She's coming to Thanksgiving. They in love.
888-429-0941. All right, we got calls coming in. Let's see. We got a no-name on the phone. What's your advice for mom?
Mind the business,
huh? What do you mean, mind your business?
Because he is 18.
But he lives in her house.
You can't control an 18-year-old when he go to school.
Right. She's 6 months away from him leaving.
Right. And when he go off, no matter if she try to run him away from her or not, if that's what he want to do, that's what he's going to do.
Yeah. So she just got to co-sign it?
Hey, you just got to go along. Your kids, when they get grown, they're going to do what they want to do.
Oh, man. Your baby, though. It's my baby.
Hey, I got a baby now that's in college. I don't like what she do, but what can I do about it?
Yeah, that's hard. Do you at least stare at him funny over the Thanksgiving meal? Like, you know what you're doing.
I do, but, you know, when they grown and they living on their own, you can't tell them what to do.
Yeah, you can.
But is she bringing home a 40-year-old something, man, at Thanksgiving?
Yeah. You gotta pass her the cranberry sauce. You just pass her the cranberry sauce.
Pass
for the cranberry. All right, sweetie. Thank you. I appreciate you checking in. Let's see. Melissa is on the phone. Hey, Melissa, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
18-year-old comes home with a 48-year-old. I mean, Thanksgiving is coming. What are we going to say, Melissa?
I mean, I say don't judge him. Let him love who he wants to love. I mean, prime example, I'm 30 and my husband's 57. My parents are 50, and this is the best relationship I've ever been in. There's nothing different between someone his age or someone that's older. Let him love who he wants to love.
Hey, how's your man getting along with your pops?
They're best friends.
Stop it. Really? They get along?
Yes, they are best friends.
Does that a little bit shock you?
No, it's actually kind of weird for the simple fact that my parents like him more than they like me.
That's funny. Wow. Okay. All right, that's different. Well, congratulations on that win. Melissa's with it.
Yeah, she is. We got a text out the 863 saying there's nothing you could do. The mom needs to let him learn this lesson. If she steers him away, he won't learn from the experience. It'll be her fault. He needs to experience it and any pain that might come with it.
That's correct.
That's true.
Out of the 727, they said, I don't like it either, but they're going to do whatever they want to do. So hope and pray that the college girls will get his attention next year.
There's a good chance.
Will be short-lived.
There's a good chance of that, too.
Like, we're putting a lot of stock on these texts in the girls coming up
in college. Have you been to USF?
you going to take away from Mildred?
Yeah.
You know, Mildred make me low.
Wait.
Mildred.
You had to give her a name. Like, come on. She 48. Jay's on the phone. Jay, you say break this up.
Yeah, man, break that up, because I was once that young boy in the same situation. I got caught slipping by old cougar. It's like having putty in their hands, bro. They get you to do everything you want. I was 19 going to teacher parent meeting for like two little kids.
No, you weren't.
Bro, on everything I love, it was two kids I was helping raise, potty train, teaching them how to walk and everything. And I'm only 19, paying bills and all, so, bro.
Hey, so what were you telling everybody in your family, yo, I'm in love, leave me alone?
Man, it wasn't love. It was the thing she was doing by getting in the booth and cooking for me. And I'm 19. Little girl 19 doing all that for me. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And doing all the tricks in the bedroom. That's what really got broke on. And she didn't say how long they've been talking to. So, saying he loved her, it's only a few months, bro.
Hey, it's like you was trapped. Because, I mean, for real, like, they kind of set you up. Because they start cooking for you and treating you good. At 19, you didn't hit the lotto.
You feel she got him feeling like he a grown man, like, yeah, bro, I'm doing this, and third. And then he's finna go off to college. He's finna see all that young tenderoni running around.
Hey, Jay, what was it that made you kind of steer away from that situation? Yeah. Did you find somebody else, somebody younger?
My homeboy mom knew the lady or whatever, and she warned me when I first started talking to her, like, don't mess with that lady, bro. She ain't gonna be nothing bad news. But me being young and dumb, want to do what I want to do, and I then got my head slapped.
Didn't listen to anybody.
Y'all seen the movie Thin Line Between Love and Hate with Martin when he was young, messing with that cougar and how she turned out to be?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That was your life story, huh, Jay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I feel you. Hey, appreciate you checking in, man. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Yeah.
Yo, that's crazy.
That's
Jay was
scary.
Over there doing homework and everything.
He's like, man, I got to go to a parent-teacher conference.
He's
19.
What?
Wait, Zoe said we got to salute the 18-year-old. Yo, you going to give him love like that?
Yes, sir, I sure will. I'll be proud of my son.
Your son is 18, and he's showing up with a 48-year-old at your Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, boy, I'd be like, give me high five. Yeah.
Wow. No, that's weird.
Why does that make you feel pride?
Because, there's a whole bunch of things that come into play here. For one, if she's 48, she probably got her tubes tied, so I ain't got to worry about him getting her pregnant.
Okay, all right, so, okay. That's part. I mean, so, Meredith is rolling her eyes at you, but that is a factor. Okay. That's a factor.
She's not going to ruin his school, I tell you that, by having a baby. You know what I'm saying? So he's going to keep on going to school, but it's going to wear off anyway because he's 18, he's going to college, he's going to see all these other young cats, and he's going to get tired of that. So it's just a cycle that he's going through, and trust me, it's not going to last, but let him have his fun.
So you're saying we don't mind him scrimmaging with this older player?
Yep.
That's what you're basically saying. Wow.
It sounds gross.
It does, but it's life. Hey, Joe, thanks, man.
You got to protect people sometimes.
Yes, and if you give him your advice and he makes his decision,
then that's fine.
That's all you can do. You're not coming to
my Thanksgiving, though.
Yeah. No, she's coming.
They're in love.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, he didn't say this, I'm talking to somebody. Yeah. He's like, I love her.
No, y'all
and
need
she
to be
loves
together for
me
a
too.
She loves me.
No.
Then I'm going to Mildred.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.